I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World. Joey Alexander, as you can hear, plays the piano, and he's pretty darn good at it, too. Joey's scheduled to headline the Newport Jazz Festival this summer. He lives in New York, but he was born far removed from New York's swinging jazz scene on the Indonesian island of Bali. Joey, thanks so much for coming by to WGBH to play for us. Your debut album is called My Favorite Things. Just so we get to know you a little bit, Joey, besides the piano and, of course, Thelonious Monk, what are some of your favorite things?
Well, I like to do sports, like playing tennis, and sometimes I swim. And I like to do watch movies, and of course,
kind of kid stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Our radio listeners, Joey, can probably detect in your voice that you're kind of young for becoming a world-famous musician. Tell me how old you are and how you got started.
Well, now I'm 11 years old.
11 years old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I started playing piano when I was 6, but I already heard music before that when I was like a baby.
You remember hearing music when you were a baby?
Yeah, just, you know, I heard music, and my dad, well, especially my dad introduced me to jazz. He always put me these CDs like Louis Armstrong, Thelonious Monk, Duke Ellington.
The early jazz greats here in America.
Yeah, the early records that I heard, and all these other great musicians, and of course Herbie Hancock. And
this was when you were growing up in Bali.
Yeah. And then I started to try this instrument, the piano. And I started to pick up some notes and follow the melody. That's how it started. When I was 7, I got serious.
Just a year later, when Joey was 8, he got to meet one of those jazz greats he mentioned, Herbie Hancock. He happened to be visiting Indonesia as a UNESCO Goodwill Ambassador. Hancock encouraged Joey to stick with it, and he did. Before too long, Joey was playing at international jazz competitions. He came in first at one in Ukraine. Then his performances caught the ear of another jazz great, trumpeter Wynton Marsalis, who invited Joey to play at Lincoln Center last year. Now the Newport Jazz gig this summer. And remember, Joey's still just 11 years old. Did you ever want to play other kind of music, or was it always just jazz?
I mean, I like pop music. You know, I heard Michael Jackson, James Brown, and the Beatles. And also, you could, you know, make it jazz.
You could make James Brown and the Beatles into jazz?
Yeah. I mean, like when I play Over the Rainbow and My Favorite Things.
Right, right.
Yeah, jazz is, you know, you could change from other music to your own style and to make it jazz.
Okay, so you started getting serious at piano at 7 years old.
Yeah.
Did that just seem normal? Like something any kid might do?
I mean, for me, it's normal to me.
Right.
Don't think it's like... But I think for me, it's first gift from God that I could play jazz.
So you recognize it is a very special thing that you have. It is a gift.
Yeah. I mean, I know many people would say, you know, you're playing jazz. I mean, jazz is, you know, a grown-up thing. But, you know, I think jazz is for everyone, even for kids. They could listen to jazz and enjoy it too.
So tell me how you got from getting serious at 7 years old to being famous not too many years later.
I wouldn't say famous, but...
You're pretty famous now.
I mean, for me, I just, you know, play.
This is an old standard. My Favorite Things, which is the title of your new album, right? A song that didn't start out as jazz, but... is now kind of a jazz standard?
Yeah. I first heard My Favorite Things when John Coltrane played this song. And it's from The Sound of Music. And I first heard it, I just, you know, loved the song. So very special. And I tried to arrange this on the album.
I wish people could see how excited and into playing you are when you do this. And you make it look effortless. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's an honor. Thank you for having me here.
Joey Alexander playing My Favorite Things here at WGBH. Did I mention he's just 11? And if you don't believe it, we've got a video of his performance. You may not believe the video either. Anyway, it's at PRI.org. The world's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nana Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, I'm Aaron Schachter. Have a great weekend. Marco Werman is back on Monday.